doing so, kavanot Hanukkah.
The gates of.
Gates of concentration.
For Hanukkah.
Direction.
Okay.
This is what I found in a different notebook. Okay, we did this already. We said we have like this. There are three Havayas, right? There's Havaya with the Yuds, Havaya with Aleph is the third one, and then the middle one is going to be sort of like most of the Yuds and Aleph in the Vav. So again, we have Ab is Chesed. Yud Vav Dalad, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, and another Hey Yud. That's called Ab. Right? So that we saw, we know Yud, the Gemara tells us that Kibukah Hashem Tzur Olamim, the world was created with a Yud and a K. So Yud represents the next world. That means like accessing incredibly high illumination. You're in the next world. You feel like you're in the next world. Then we have Aleph. Right? Aleph is something completely different. Aleph is sort of a bridge. Bridge between the Marsach Pele, between the Shem Ben and the Shem Sag, right? Ben is Malchus, that's where they're putting these Oros. And we have the Bechenet called Ma. Ma is all Aleph. Shiv of Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, and another Hey Aleph. Because what you're doing is you're bringing in Aleph, the Or of Aleph. That's what I'm doing. I'm bringing, shining in the light of Aleph. That's what's Ma. That's what the Bechenet called Ma. But when you have an Aleph, I'm able to connect. I'm trying to bring Atzilus, the next world, into this world. That's this idea. I'm trying to bring the next world into this world. And then we have the Bechina, the next, the middle Bechina is Sag. That's going to be Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Aleph Vav, and another Hey Yud. That's sort of a mixture between the two. So on the one hand, I'm sort of, I'm almost like in the next world, but I'm on fire, I'm still here, but I'm almost like completely nullified to God. Everything is great, serenity. In the Bina, it's not so much serenity, it's this incredible fire, because it's hard as on fire, because it's just bringing Hashem into the world. That's what Bina is. Those three levels each have an Eker. Eker means I will be. There are different ways of spelling Eker also. Eker means I will be. It's the Bechina of, it's the garment of each of these Shemus Havayah. That means it's the way I can apply the shame. I'm going to become, I'm going to make this part of my life and that part of my life and the other thing part of my life. And there are different ways of writing Eker. Al Zaman Pei, Hey Yud, and then Yud Vav Dalet, another Hey Yud. That's Kasah, that's the highest level of Ekya. That goes with the Ab. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, another Hey Yud. That goes with the Ab. Then we have another level of Ekya, which is going to be Aleph. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Yud Vav Dalet, and another Hey Aleph. That goes with the Alphin, right? Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Yud Vav, and another Hey Aleph. That goes with the Alphin, because again, I have to get to a point where I'm able to actualize. I have a desire and I'm able to actualize the desire. That's Eke. A person's preparing to, like, he wants to be, I will be. He's yearning for it. That's the first thing. In order to connect to whatever level it is, you have to have a yearning. So he's yearning for this level. And I have the middle level. The middle level is going to be, Sag is going to be with Alfred, I think, right? Alright, over here we're talking about it's a different construct, as we saw elsewhere. Here we're talking about a different Bechina. We have three Havayas, each one. You have Havaya Ekya, the highest one. That's the first one that we spoke about, that's Yud. Then you have Havaya with Elokim. Right, Havaya with Elokim. So we have an Elokim with Havaya. So the Elokim with Havaya, that's the middle level. And then I have a Adni with Havaya. That comes out to Nero. That's correct. Exactly right. I got confused with something else. It's not here. It's not applicable here, at least not at the moment. So the Bechina of these three different aspects, these three different levels, which basically mean on every level there's going to be a connected to Hashem. It means action, speech, and thought are all connected, bringing Hashem into the world in that way. That's what these three elements mean. Nair, that means a person has illumination, like we see from the Zohar. You have fuel for this flame, which is Torah mitzvahs, the good things you do to hold on to that. And that's what I'm connecting to on Hanukkah. That's what it means that there's a yichud. The Bechina is called a unification, a very deep unification that's going on. I'm basically bringing God into my heart, into my life, into my actions, into my thoughts. That's what happens on Hanukkah. That is Hanukkah. I got a little confused with the edges. Fine. So these are Ab Sagma of Lahadlik. Lahadlik is Ab Sagma. That's what Lahadik is. Because Lahadik alludes to these three different levels. I want to light myself up on all these different three different Bechinas. On Bechinas at the lower levels, action, Bechinas which is the medium levels, which is speech, and Bechinas the higher levels, which is thought. I want to light this all up. Lahadik. Ab Sagma. That's Lahadik. Ab is Chesed. Sag is Bechinas of God's being got in terms of Tshuva and Kedusha. In this level, it means speech. However, you want to explain it, and then we have, and that's how the Rebbe really explains it. That really starts being his speech in a certain way, wholly corrected speech, particular speech. And then we have the Bechina that's called Ma. Ma is Adam. Ma is going to be on this level. Is going to be action. Have my action. Have my emotional state set up in the action. All this goes into the Ben, which is the areas which are hard. I need to really affect and influence places which are difficult in this now. There's a lot of deep stuff that the way it comes out when you learn a little bit of Tarizal in Akude in different places, it comes out that you need to be able to form new vessels, and that's a very big job, and it's like a totally it's a powerful transformative experience which we all go through and we all have, and we all sent whatever we're sent in order to access what we're supposed to access and actualize our potential. For Eke in a via of Av is Yud. Right, that's Kasa. So we have this Abaya we spoke, this Eke we spoke about, Yud of Dal, Hey Yud. Right? Okay, Yud of Dal and another Hey Yud. That Eke plus the Ab plus the Yudin, the Kavaya written Yud, Yuvav Dalad, Hey Yud, Vav Yudrov, and another Hey Yud, that is together Regel. That means foot, literally. That's what we say on Hanukkah. First of all, it's called a Regel. It's called one of the feet, which the whole year rests on. Just like Yom Tov, you have another foot that's called Hanukkah, and that also is very much what the world rests on. That's how he explains it in the Kuni Zohar. It says elsewhere. Alright. I guess we should probably stop this now. Move on to. That's so short. Anyway, maybe we'll move on to Spirit of the Law. Should we?